Let's send things to PA announcer Paul Sleifer here at Lance Gym, Eastern Illinois University.
Greet the starting lineups. Kevin James will pass out the commemorative T-shirts, first for the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. And now to today's home team, the Urbana Tigers. Let's meet our starting lineups, first for the visiting Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, number 5, Maddie Boyer. At guard, number 10, Ty Peachy. At forward, number 12, Sarah Baker. At guard, number 14, Jessica Hauer. And at forward, number 44, Shelby Pacheco. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey. Now for tonight's home team, the Urbana Tigers. At guard, number 10, Kaylee Kirby. At guard, number 14, Marsha Morrison. At forward, number 15, Jasmine White. At forward, number 20, Tiffany Walthour. And at guard, number 22, Gabby Parsons. The Tigers are coached by Amy Smith. Tonight's officials are John Atkins, Randy Jones, and Al Schutte.
Thank you very much to PA announcer Paul Sleifer here at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Just about ready to get underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Urbana Tigers sitting right at midcourt, right on the floor here at Lance Arena. Streaks in their road black, trimmed in white and silver. Urbana in their home white, trimmed in orange and black. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks, Sarah Baker, and for Urbana, Tiffany Walthour at 5'10", just a sophomore. As Coach Amy Smith said, she's had some issues. It's kind of a short bench. One, two, three, I guess five players on the bench for Urbana. Tip one by the Streaks. Ty Peachy with it, running down the left side. Now brings the top of the key. Urbana comes out in a 2-3 zone. Right wing, Jessica Howard fires a three. Long rebound comes out long, and Maddie Boyer able to run it down. Rips it away from Kirby and gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty, top of the key, hands off to Sarah Baker. Sarah dribbles right, gives to Jess Howard on the right wing. Lost the handle, gets it back, now gives to Ty Peachy on the right wing. Ty on the dribble, kicks back out to Jess. Now top of the key, it's Maddie Boyer. Dribbles right and gives way to Jessica Howard. Now it's Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three out high right side. It's good! So Ty Peachy gets the Streaks on the board first, and the Streaks lead 3-0, 7:26 to play here in quarter number one. Full court pressure from the Streaks. A pass nearly stolen away. Finally run down by Parsons for Urbana. Not yet across the timeline. Now stolen by Shelby Pacheco. Gets underneath to Jess Howard. Kicks out for the three. It's Ty Peachy can't hit. And rebound goes to the floor. Fighting for it, Shelby Pacheco. Also Maddie Boyer. And Urbana throws it away. Oh, no, they're going to say it went off the Streaks last. It was, I thought, Walthour had tipped it out, but the Streaks tipped it last. And checking in for Streaks, J.B. Johnson, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Katarina Manjuri. The Streaks come out with full court pressure once again. Near steal, and it is nearly stolen away by Bailey Boyer. Finally coming up with it is Parsons for Urbana. Across the court, this is Morrison with it. Down on the blocks, Walthour. Baby hook from the right baseline, no good. Mickey Rodriguez down for the rebound, with a rebound for the Streaks, gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt, nice look down to the right block. Sadie Hamilton, now she'll kick out to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. She fires a three, and it's good. So the Streaks already 2-for-3 from the three-point arc. The shot very well down at Canton and leads 6-0. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Across midcourt, left side. This is Parsons for Urbana. Gets it to the right wing to Morrison. Now Walthour, a little baby hook up and off the glass, and good from the right side for Tiffany Walthour. Make it 6-2, Streaks, 6:20 to play first quarter. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson for the Streaks. Dribbles right, 1-2-2 zone for Urbana. Shot block and a foul called on Walthour as Jamie Johnson drove down the right side of the lane. And, oh, they're going to give her two shots. Called on the push, so it'll be Jamie Johnson going to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. 6:13 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-2. Jamie with 3 points on a three-pointer moments ago. First free throw is up and good. Streak shot quite a bit better from the line the other night against Canton as well. Ended up 23 for 34 for the game and shot very well. Only missed a couple in the first half against Canton a week ago tonight. 7-2 Streak's lead. Into the Galesburg lineup, Ty Peachy, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard back in. Second shot up and good for Jamie Johnson. Also checking in will be Sarah Baker. Streets come out with full court pressure, leading 8-2, 6-13 to play first quarter. Walthour to inbound for Urbana. And it's stolen by Shelby Pacheco. Puts it up right under the glass. Can't get it to fall. Ty Peachy down with a rebound. Gets to Sarah Baker out high left side. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes out long, and Megan Young tried to run it down. Couldn't quite get to it. So the Urbana Tigers will bring it the length of the court. Coming up immediately following this game, the Galesburg High boys basketball team will play another team of Tigers. It's the team from Edwardsville in game number two here this evening. Now a steal by Sarah Baker on the inbound, and Sarah got called for the travel, so the Streaks turn it right back over. But the full court press effective early on against Urbana in this ballgame. 6:01 to play first quarter, Streaks leading 8-2. Inbound comes, knocked away by Jessica Howard. Megan Young comes up with a Jess right wing. Long three-pointer is up and good. Jessica Howard with her first basket, and Amy Smith calls a timeout. And it is going to be a 30-second timeout called by Amy Smith as the Galesburg Silver Streaks will lead the Urbana Tigers 11-2, 5:54 to play here in the first quarter. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all road games. Driving a beautiful 2010 Nissan Altima. This is a very, very nice car. This one I'm driving is white. It's got the power moonroof. One of the things, the push button start, something new to me. Really cool. You just have to have a little controller in your pocket. You can unlock the doors. You can start the car. Kind of a neat thing. Got power seats. In fact, the seats are heated as well, which is nice with the leather seats on a day like today. CD player and a whole lot more. Now through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. The Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon, 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. So check out Galesburg Lincoln Mercury just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Urbana able to break the full court pressure and into the ball game was, Jasmine White got the shot under the glass up and in for her first basket, and now a steal by Urbana. They're still in the backcourt. Streaks lead 11-4. Now a steal. Ty Peachy knocks it away, takes it under the basket, lay it up off the glass too hard. Jessica Howard down with a rebound, and she's going to be fouled. It's Kaylee Kirby picking up the foul. That'll be her first second team foul on Urbana. And this one was on the floor. Checking back in for the Streaks, it'll be Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Katarina Mangieri, and Sadie Hamilton. Katarina Mangieri will inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks. 5:18 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 11-4. In it comes to Jamie Johnson on the right wing. Top of the key, Maddie Boyer looks over the defense. Now right baseline goes to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Walthour for Urbana. She gives way to Nicole Sanders, a 5'4 junior guard in for Urbana. Now it's Kaylee Kirby across midcourt right side. Trapped up, gets it into the paint to Jasmine White off of the glass. Can't hit from the left side. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. Sadie on the dribble, gets it down court to Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing. Mickey kicks top of the key. Jamie Johnson, she'll fire the three from straight on. Rolls off, no good. Rebound down to Walthour for Urbana. Outlet to Kirby. Kirby across midcourt, 2-on-1 break. Drives down, stops inside the free throw line, just kind of threw that one. It was kind of a half pass, half shot there. Hit the bottom of the net, but that was all. And the Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 4:40 to play in the first quarter, leading 11-4. Back in, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Megan Young, and Shelby Pacheco. Urbana drops back, and looks like they're going to play a 1-2-2 zone still. Bailey Boyer, right wing, picks up her dribble, gets top of the key to Jessica Howard. Jess dribbles left. Now stops and gives to Bailey Boyer. She'll bring it back out between the circles and hand off to Sarah Baker. Sarah dribbles right, gets some penetration, kicks out to Jessica Howard. Left wing, stops, pops, and the three is short. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Shelby Pacheco down on the blocks. Kicks out now to Bailey Boyer, left wing. Bailey on the dribble, gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. She'll drive once again, now kicks out to Jess. Three-pointer, right baseline is good. Second three of the ball game for Jessica Howard. Make it 14-4 with 4:04 to play in the first quarter. Streaks with a lead. Four-court pressure, steal by Sarah Baker. On the blocks, tried to get it to Shelby Pacheco, knocked away, got it to Megan Young. It's knocked away as Megan tries to put it up, and the Streaks get it back on their own right baseline with another line change. Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, and Jennifer Markley in for the first time for the Streaks this afternoon. And Streaks slightly earlier substitutions. You have the extra 10 feet to the floor. It's going to make a little bit of difference. And with a full court pressure. Ty Peachy with it out high on the right side. Right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long, goes to the floor, and finally coming up with it, Jennifer Markley puts it up off the glass, got it, and one. Jennifer, I don't know how she got that shot up and in. She got knocked off balance as she was going up, able to get it up off the glass and in. That's the second foul on Tiffany Walthour. So Jennifer Markley puts it up and in, a chance at the traditional three-point play for Jennifer Markley. With 3:45 to play first quarter, Streaks leading 16-4. Walthour is going to go to the bench. Checking in will be Caridia Shelby, a 5'9 freshman, replacing Walthour, who just picked up her second foul. So Jennifer Markley at the free throw line for the Streaks. Shot up and good. Converts the three-point play. Nice job by Jennifer. Make it 16-4 Streaks. Full court pressure again. Inbound comes to Nicole Sanders and nearly has it stolen away. Ball goes to the floor, finally coming up with it. This is Gabby Parsons across midcourt. Three-on-one break, gets it to the right side. Nice hustle by Ty Peachy getting back to help out Janie Johnson. Ty knocks it away on the baseline. The Tigers will have it back. And inbound from the right baseline, it'll be Jamaica Butler to inbound. And it comes on the left baseline to Nicole Sanders. Or rather, that was Gabby Parsons puts it up from 18 and got it. And make it 17-6 Street. Quickly back the other way. Nice feed inside to Jennifer Markley running the court. Jennifer gets it up off the glass and in. Make it 19-6. That's five for Jennifer. 3:19 to play first quarter. Steal by Mickey Rodriguez. And she's fouled on the floor. She was bumped after the steal. May have been Parsons. We'll see who it goes against. Foul does go against Gabby Parsons. That is her first and the fourth team foul now on Urbana. And a line change for the Streaks. Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Katerina Mangieri, Sarah Baker, and Shelby Pacheco back in for the Streaks. Katerina Mangieri will inbound from the left baseline for Galesburg. 19-6, the Streaks lead, 3:17 to play here in the first quarter. And it comes to Jessica Howard on the block's right side, dribbles out, brings it outside the three-point arc, gets to Bailey Boyer out high right side, top of the key to Sarah Baker, drives the lane right side, scoops up a shot, it's blocked. Nice block by Caridia Shelby, and as it came down, Sarah caught it coming down and landed out of bounds, so we'll walk it, bring it back the other way. Inbounding will be Jamaica Butler for Urbana. Full court pressure, and a near steal by Sarah Baker on the inbound, but Shelby comes up with a long down court pass, nearly knocked away by Jessica Howard. Now she does, and Jessica comes up with it, gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey runs it back the other way across midcourt left side, stops and gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key, swing it right wing to Jessica Howard. Long three-pointer away, a little bit short. And a push-off going to be called on Shelby Pacheco on the rebound. Got a little push in there before she went up. And that'll be the first foul on Shelby. In fact, that's the first team foul on the Streaks with 2:53 to play in the first quarter. Galesburg leading 19-6. Inbound comes to Kaylee Kirby for Urbana. Not yet across the timeline. Pass knocked away. Finally running it down. And, push call on Shelby Pacheco. I thought they were going to call a travel. Shelby got called for a push. I didn't see that one. Her second foul. Two team fouls now on the Streaks. And Urbana will trigger in the backcourt. It'll be Butler to inbound. In it comes to Kaylee Kirby. Kirby across midcourt left side. Stolen away by Bailey Boyer. Bailey goes to the floor, picks it up, and a tie-up. Nice hustle by Bailey, but the possession arrow points toward Urbana. Checking in for the Streaks, Ty Peachy, Mickey Rodriguez, Sarah Nelson, and Sadie Hamilton in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 2:41 to play first quarter. Galesburg leads 19-6. It'll be Butler to inbound for Urbana on the near side. Now right in front of us at midcourt. Ball stolen away by Sadie Hamilton. Sadie across midcourt on the dribble. Brings it down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Mickey. Right baseline. Fires a three and got it. Second three of the game first one for Mickey Rodriguez to make it 22-6 Streaks. Now a foul is going to be called at midcourt. Mickey was wrong place, wrong time that time as the ball got loose and a couple of Urbana players ran into each other, but they'd stopped right in front of Mickey and she ran over him, so Mickey got called for that foul. That'll be her first, 13 foul on the Streaks. 2:24 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 22-6. Inbounding just in front of us will be Jamaica Butler for Urbana. 2:24 to play in the quarter. Now Urbana will inbound. Looking for help, finally gets into the backcourt to Kirby. Kirby, long cross-court pass, and a foul is going to be called on Sarah Nelson. Went for the steal that time and made some contact with Parsons, so Sarah Nelson picks up her first foul. Fourth team foul now on the Streaks with 2:21 to play here in the, third team foul on the Streaks. No, that is the fourth now, both teams with 14 fouls. Parsons inbounds, goes to the left baseline, gives to Kirby. Kirby swings it back left side. Parsons, right baseline, puts up the 15-footer, no good. Weak side rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Sadie gives way to Ty Peachy. Ty on the run. Long down court pass left wing. Megan Young fires a three and got it. Megan Young, 6-3 for the Streaks here in the first quarter. They lead 25-6, 2 minutes to play. And the ball knocked out of bounds on the baseline. And five new Streaks in. Jessica Howard, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, and Jessica Lieber checking in for the Streaks. Jessica got her first varsity playing time and points a week ago tonight down at Canton. Maddie Boyer to inbound for the right baseline. And it comes to Shelby Pacheco. Shelby drives baseline, leans in up off the glass, couldn't get it to fall, but a foul from behind is going to be called on Jamaica Butler. That'll be her first foul. Shelby Pacheco will go to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. Under 2 minutes to play, 1:56 to be exact, here in quarter number one. Streaks lead 25-6. They've already hit 6 3-pointers in the basketball game. Shelby Pacheco at the free throw line with two shots. First one is short. Streaks come in with an 8-6 record. Urbana with a 2-8 record on the season. They've had some struggles. A couple of starters not even playing in the game, and a couple of them didn't start, according to Coach Amy Smith. Second shot up and good for Shelby Pacheco. Said they've had a few off-court issues this year that they've been struggling with. Streaks lead 26-6. Now a steal by Maddie Boyer on the full-court pressure. Sarah Baker with it out high right side. Nice look underneath to Shelby Pacheco on the left block. Gets it up off the glass and in. Shelby with a quick three and now make a 28-6 Streaks. On the dribble, Parsons across midcourt runs it right down the middle of the lane. Lays it up off the glass. Got it and one. Nice move by Parsons. A nice crossover about the top of the key. Got down the right side of the lane. Foul went against Jessica Lieber. That'll be her first. 15 foul on the streak. So Parsons gets the basket. Chance at the traditional three-point play. 1:40 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 28-8. Free throw up. In and out. No good. Rebound Shelby Pacheco. Outlet Jessica Lieber. She'll run it across midcourt right side. Right wing gives to Jessica Howard. Now it's Sarah Baker out high right side. Back to Jess Howard on the right wing. She'll dribble inside the three-point arc and hand off to Maddie Boyer. Maddie dribbles right baseline and lost the handle on it. Streaks turn it over with 1:26 to play in the quarter, leading 28-8. They'll pick up with full-court pressure. Inbounding will be Jasmine White for Urbana, and she moved along the baseline a little bit too far. And the Streaks will get it back on their own right baseline. It'll be Maddie Boyer to inbound. Maddie looking over the defense. Might get a five call. Finally got it in to Shelby Pacheco on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. She fakes, drives in, leans in up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Shelby Pacheco. Fake left, went right along the baseline. Got it up off the glass and in. Streaks lead 30-8, 1:15 to play in the quarter. Two-on-one break for Urbana. Long downcourt pass right side goes to Marsha Morrison. She can't hit the 10-footer. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Sanders, and now ball goes to the floor. Oh, Shelby Pacheco just got called for her third foul, and that was a tough one. That was a hustle foul there as she was going after the loose ball and got called for a push, and that'll be three on Shelby. In for the Streaks, it'll be Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Katarina Mangieri, Jamie Johnson, and Bailey Boyer. 1:04 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 30-8. Inbounding will be Gabby Parsons for Urbana. Looking for help, finally gets it in to Nicole Sanders, and a reach call on Mickey Rodriguez. That'll be her second foul. And Streaks now was that actually puts the Streaks over the limit. And Urbana is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Wasn't sure about that one as the ball was kind of almost handed to Mickey. She reached in, got a hand on it, and the whistle blew right away. I thought maybe it was going to be a tie-up call, but Mickey picked up her second foul. So going to the free throw line will be Nicole Sanders, 5'4 junior guard for Urbana, with two shots. Or rather, a chance of the one and bonus. 1:03 to play in the quarter. Shot up, no good. Rebound comes out long to Bailey Boyer. She'll bring it down the left side across midcourt on the dribble. Gets a pick from Jamie Johnson, brings it to the right. Now gets to Jamie, top of the key, left wing to Katarina Mangieri. Cat puts on the floor, now gives to Jamie Johnson. Now it's Bailey Boyer with it. Back to Jamie Johnson, out between the circles. She'll dribble right, goes down the right side of the lane, scoops up the runner, off the rim, no. Rebound, Sadie Hamilton gets tied up with Parsons. Parsons finally rips it away, and she'll bring it down herself, down the left side across midcourt. Goes to the wing, nearly lost control of it, picks it up, gets it out high to Sanders for Urbana. And, wow, a bump call against Katarina Mangieri. Again, I thought that was maybe going to be a carry on Sanders, but they call the bump on Katarina Mangieri. That's her first, 18 foul now on the Streaks, 32.1 to play in the first quarter. So back to the free throw line is Nicole Sanders with another chance of the one and bonus. She was just there and missed the front end moments ago. Streaks lead 30-8, 32.1 to play here in the first quarter. Sanders first shot away, off the back iron, no good. Down with a rebound is White for Urbana. Gives way to Morrison. Now this is Parsons. Drive to the free throw line. Kicks to the left baseline. That is Jamaica Butler with a 10-footer. Puts it up and in. Butler gets her first basket. Make it 30-10 streak. 16 seconds to play. Left baseline, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound comes down to Jamie Johnson. Jamie leans in. Kicks out now to Bailey Boyer. She was triple team. Now Mickey with another three from out high on the left side. Can't hit. Rebound comes down to Butler for Urbana. And now a reach foul. Who was it? Sadie Hamilton or was it Katarina Mangieri? Who were they going to call? They were both there. Sadie Hamilton got called for the reach. I thought it was Katarina that actually reached in, but Sadie picks up her first. And we walk it down again. 1.1 second to play in the quarter. Line change for the Streaks. Jessica Howard, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Jennifer Markley, and Megan Young check in for the Streaks. And going to the free throw line will be Jamaica Butler with a chance at the one and bonus. 1.1 second to play. Streaks lead 30-10. First shot is up. Short. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker, and time's going to run out. And it was a good first quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks to open the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Your score after one, Galesburg 30, Urbana 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh, you did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by with my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate the HIV/AIDS Task Force of Western Illinois, this past week's Hometown Hundreds winner, nominated by Rhonda Brady. Congratulations from WGIL.
Back at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Urbana Tigers. Maddie Boyer missed a layup on the right side. Coming down with it, Urbana with the basketball. 30-10, Streaks lead, second quarter just underway. Now a near steal by Jessica Howard at midcourt. Knocked out of bounds, and the Tigers will inbound just in front of our location. We're right at midcourt here on the floor at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University. Tom Meredith along with you. Glad to have you along this afternoon. Coming up immediately following the Galesburg High girls game, GHS boys in action. They'll take on the Edwardsville Tigers on the boys side of the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Now a travel by Nicole Sanders as she tried to make the stop, drug the pivot foot, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Galesburg hit six threes in that first quarter. They were 4-for-5 from the free throw line. 30-10, the Galesburg lead. The only downside of that first quarter for Galesburg was the foul trouble. They've already been called for 9 team fouls. Sarah Baker gives to Ty Peachy, top of the key. Left wing goes to Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound comes out long. Ty Peachy runs it down on the right baseline. Gives to Sarah Baker, top of the key. Right wing, Maddie Boyer. She'll fire a three. Can't hit. Rebound to Sarah Baker on the left side. Sarah brings it out to the left wing. Hands off to Ty Peachy. Ty brings it top of the key. Right wing, Jessica Howard. Back out high, top of the key, Sarah Baker. She'll dribble right, goes down the right side of the lane, gets it up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound tipped out by Shelby Pacheco. Now it's Maddie Boyer from the left wing. She fires a three and got it. First three for Maddie in the game, and make it 33-10 Streaks. Full court pressure, inbound, knocked away by Shelby Pacheco up playing the ball. Checking back in for the Streaks, Bailey Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson. 6:58 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 33-10. They'll pick up with full court pressure once again. Inbounds knocked away by Bailey Boyer, and I think it should be the Streaks' ball. Yeah, Bailey knocked it away, but then it actually went off Parsons last for Urbana, so the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. Katarina Mangieri to inbound. Cat looks over the defense. In it comes to Sadie Hamilton on the right block. Sadie spins into the paint, fakes one way. Ball knocked away and stolen by Whitley Pearson for Urbana. Pearson gives way to Sanders, and ball knocked away by Katarina Mangieri. And Urbana will inbound on the far side of the court, near midcourt. 6:48 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 33-10. Parsons looking to inbound. Finally gets the top of the key to Pearson. She'll drive left side, stop, puts it up off the glass, and got it. Nice soft touch by the big girl, Whitley Pearson. She's actually the leading scorer for this Urbana team. Did not start today. Long down court pass to Sadie Hamilton. Nice look from Bailey Boyer. Sadie lays it up right over the front iron. Got it. Her first basket. They get 35-12 streaks. Parsons across midcourt. Breaks a full court pressure. The streak stops left wing. Gives out high to Kirby. She'll drive into the paint. Pull up with the 8-footer. It's an air ball. And the rebound's going to go off Pearson last. And the streaks will bring the length of the court. They'll bring in a fresh five. Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, and Megan Young check in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, who lead 35-12, 6:22 to play here in the first half. Urbana will pick up in a man-to-man defense this time. Ty Peachy gives to Sarah Baker. Now Shelby Pacheco, top of the key to Ty Peachy. Give and go to Sarah Baker. Rolls it up off the glass, rolls around the rim and falls through. That's the first basket for Sarah Baker. Make it 37-12 streaks. Near steal on the inbound. Now it is stolen away. Jessica Howard comes up with it in the backcourt, brings it back to the front court. Stops on the right wing, gives to Ty Peachy, runs down the right side of the lane, up off the glass and got it. Nice job by Ty. It kind of lost the handle on it, but able to get it back. And Ty has five and a full timeout called by Amy Smith of Urbana. We will take a timeout as well. 5:55 to play first half. It's Galesburg 39, Urbana 12. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Tom Meredith, Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University for the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Galesburg High girls opening play in the tournament. They're having a good first half thus far. They lead the Urbana Tigers 39-12, 5:57 to play in the half. On the court for the Streaks, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, and Ty Peachy. Urbana will bring it the length of the court. And inbounding is Marsha Morrison. And it comes. It's stolen by Ty Peachy. Hands off to Megan Young. Now it's Sarah Baker out high on the left side. She'll bring it back out between the circles and give to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble. And gives to Sarah Baker. Top of the key. Left wing. Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three and got it. Third three of the game for Jessica. That's eight in the game for the Streaks. Make it 42-12. Inbound knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. Five fresh streaks coming in. Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri, Sadie Hamilton, and Jamie Johnson check in for the Galesburg Streaks. I think this Urbana team is just a little bit shell-shocked right now. I'm looking at their head coach, Amy Smith. She's just standing on the sideline, got one arm crossed, the other hand on her face. And I talked to her a little bit off the air about what the Streaks do, and I don't think she was ready for this. When I told her we'd shot 71 threes in a game, she was like, oh, my, you're kidding. Like, nope. Inbound comes to Morrison. Now this is Shelby. Runs it across left side. Two-on-one break. Pearson hands back to Shelby. And it's stolen by Jamie Johnson. Nice job on the two-on-one. Jamie back on defense by herself. Able to get the steal. 5:26 to play. Now Mickey Rodriguez, right wing, fires a three and got it. That is the second of the game for Mickey. Make it 45-12 streaks. 5:17 to play, first half. Near steal by Katarina Mangieri on the inbound. Now this is Kirby. She'll run it across midcourt right side. Two-on-two break. Stops at the free throw line. Gets to Pearson running down the middle of the lane. Her five-footer is up and no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot blocked by Sadie Hamilton. But Sadie's going to get called for the foul. And probably just because Sadie swatted the arm down. If she kept it straight up, she would have still gotten the block, but she swung the arm down. Sadie picks up her second foul. 5:03 to play in the half. Streaks lead 45-12. Going to the free throw line is Whitley Pearson with two shots. 5:03 to play in the half. Streaks lead 45-12. At the free throw line, Whitley Pearson, 5'8 senior for Urbana. First shot off the back iron, no good. And that's the 10th team foul on the Streaks, by the way. So Urbana will be shooting two shots the rest of the half. Back in for Galesburg, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker. Also, Megan Young and Bailey Boyer in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg High boys will follow this game immediately after this one. We'll go right to the pregame for the boys as they'll take on the Edwardsville Tigers. Second shot up and good for Pearson. Make it 45-13. Quickly back the other way. Jessica Howard on the right wing for the Streaks. Gives out high to Sarah Baker. Ball knocked away. Sarah able to run it down to the backcourt. Now it's knocked away again. Going to the floor after it. Megan Young. Now finally Bailey Boyer comes up with it on the floor. And, ooh, Bailey's going to be called for the travel. I'm not sure why she didn't get up with it. She was kind of down on one knee. Nice hustle, though, by Megan Young, Sarah Baker, and Bailey Boyer on that play. And Urbana will have it at midcourt. It'll be Parsons to inbound for the Tigers. Inbound comes to Sanders. Sanders has it stolen away by Jessica Howard. Two-on-one break. Jess stops on the right wing and got called for the travel. I think she thought about stopping to shoot the three. She had stepped inside the line and was going to try to get the pass to Shelby Pacheco, but kind of picked it up and then took an extra dribble. So the Streaks turned it over with 4:43 to play. 45-13, Galesburg leads. Full court pressure. Parsons to inbound. And inbound knocked away by Megan Young. And Urbana will bring it from three-quarter court. Nice Galesburg crowd here today. Not only parents, grandparents, but a few other fans as well. Probably about 35 or 40 Streaks fans here, which is nice as long as this trip is. About a three-hour trip down to Charleston. Cross midcourt, right side. This is actually one of those players that's not on the Urbana roster that we have. Bailey Boyer comes up with a steal, gets to Jessica Howard. She'll run it down the right side, laid up off the glass, and got it. First two for Jess in the game. Make it 47-13. 4.5 minutes to play, first half. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Sanders. Sanders across midcourt, right side, got bumped by Megan Young. I believe it's going to go against Megan. No, got it called on Bailey Boyer. So Bailey picks up her first, and going to the free throw line will be Nicole Sanders with two shots. 4:19 to play in the half. Streaks lead 47-13. At the free throw line, Nicole Sanders, 5'4", junior guard for Urbana. And this is actually the third time she's been at the line. Hadn't hit one yet till now. That one rolls around and falls through. She missed two front end of 1-1 in that first quarter. Back in for the Streaks, Jennifer Markley, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, and Maddie Boyer. 4:19 to play here in the half. Been all Galesburg. Streaks up 47-14. Sanders eyes her second. It's away, and this one bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Pearson for Urbana. She can't hit the shot, and Jennifer Markley down with a rebound for the Streaks. Outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt, right side. Kicks to Mickey Rodriguez, right wing. Fires a three, and got it. Third of the game for Mickey Rodriguez, and make it 50-14 Streaks. 4:02 to play here in the first quarter. This is reminiscent of some Galesburg games at that State Farm Holiday Tournament in the early 2000s. Some games where they set records for points allowed and points scored in a quarter and in a half. Shot up and no good by Pearson. It's Jamie Johnson down with a rebound for the Streaks. Now Ty Peachy with it. Nice look underneath to Jennifer Markley. Has it knocked away. Jennifer gets it back. Puts up the five-footer off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped off the hands of Ty Peachy, and it's going to go the other way. Urbana will bring it the length of the court with 3:37 to play. Back in for the Streaks, Bailey Boyer, Jessica Howard, Katarina Maggiore, Shelby Pacheco, and Sarah Baker. So Coach Massey calling off the full court press now. Makes it a little hard. I mean, he talks about the fact, when are you running it up or when are you just doing what you do, but he's pulled off the full court press, so the Streaks still pick up at midcourt. But sometimes hard to keep the same intensity when you're not playing the same way. 3:24 to play in the half. Parsons drives in, lost it off her football, goes to the floor, now a tie-up. And the possession arrow points towards Urbana, as it was, I think, Katarina Mangieri that got in there and got her hands on it. And Urbana will inbound from the right baseline. 3:19 to play in the half. Streaks lead 50-14. Inbound pass knocked away by Shelby Pacheco. And we'll do it all over again from the left baseline this time for Urbana. 50-14, the Streaks lead. They hit 6 3-pointers in the first quarter. They've got 10 now for the game. Inbound comes to Walthour, who's back in. She got a couple of early fouls. She puts up the 8-footer in the lane, gets it up off the glass and in. Her second basket. They get 50-16. Left wing, Katarina Mangieri fires a three. Long. Rebound comes out long to Bailey Boyer. Right baseline. She'll fire a three of her own. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Pearson for Urbana. And now Pearson traveled with it, went to make the outlet pass, and whoever she was going to throw it to, I think it was Parsons, it turned her back, and she drugged the foot as she held onto the ball, so the Streaks get it back on the turnover with 2:58 to play. Back in, Sadie Hamilton, Sarah Nelson, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, and Ty Peachy. Megan Young will inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Sarah Nelson, now right wing to Ty Peachy. Ty looks over the defense, gets to Mickey Rodriguez, right baseline, fires a three. This one's good, and she's fouled. So Mickey Rodriguez hit the three-pointer. It's good. The foul after the shot won't have free throws. That's just the 16 foul on Urbana. Oh, they are going to give her. They say it was on the shot. I thought it came after the shot. So she's going to get one, so a chance at a four-point play for Mickey Rodriguez. 53-16 streaks lead. So Mickey goes to the free throw line, her third three of the quarter. She's got four for the game. Free throw is up, and it is good. 55-16, 2:51 to play here in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead. On the dribble, this is Kirby with it for Urbana. Kirby goes to the left wing now, being guarded by Ty Peachy. Dribbles back out, gets a pick from Pearson, stops at the top of the key, and now a travel called on Kirby. And the Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court with 2:37 to play. Actually, the board says 54-16. I don't know if they added the free throw. Might have to count mine up just to make sure. Right wing, Sadie Hamilton for the Streaks. Gives out high, Sarah Nelson. Between the circles, it's Ty Peachy. Right wing, Mickey Rodriguez. A long three is short. And the rebound comes out long to Sanders for Urbana. Sanders on the run. Long down court pass on the right side. This is Shelby. Runs it up off the glass and got it. Actually, wrong. Her name is Doza. Just caught the name of the new player that came in that we didn't have listed. Mickey Rodriguez, three from the right wing. No good. Megan Young runs down the rebound on the left baseline. Now Mickey has it. Top of the key. Straight on. Three is up. This one bounces off long. And the rebound tipped away by Sadie Hamilton. It'll be Urbana bringing it the length of the court. Back in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, and Shelby Pacheco. 2:02 to play in the half. Streaks lead 54-18. So Coach Massey has called off the full court press as of the last couple of minutes or so. So Urbana will bring it the length of the court uncontested. Back into the Urbana lineup is Jasmine White, 5'6 junior. She replaces Whitley Pearson. Sanders will trigger for Urbana, walks it across midcourt left side, gives to Walthour. Walthour dribbles right into the paint, stops, pulls up with a 10-footer, up off the glass, and got it. Nice move by Walthour. She's got six. Walthour, 5'10", just a sophomore. Jessica Howard, right wing, kicks out to Jessica Lieber on the right side. Three-pointer is short. Rebound comes out long and falls out of bounds, and Urbana will bring it the length of the court with 1:40 to play. Streaks lead 54-20. It'll be Sanders to set the offense for Urbana. Brings it across against Jessica Lieber. Out high left side. It goes to Kaylee Kirby. Kirby on the dribble against Jessica Howard. Drives inside the free throw line. Stops. Kicks out to Walthour on the right baseline. Tipped away by Sarah Baker. Walthour gets it back. Lost the handle on it. Sarah Baker comes up with it for the Streaks. And she gets fouled by Kaylee Kirby. Ran into Sarah while she was on the dribble. That'll be the second foul on Kirby. Sarah Baker will walk it down to our right, and she'll have a chance at the one of bonuses. That's a seventh team foul on Urbana. Checking back into the Streak lineup will be Katarina Mangieri, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, and Mickey Rodriguez. Jamie Johnson will wait to replace Sarah Baker. 1:25 to play in the half. Streaks lead 54-20. Streaks were up 30-10 at the end of the first quarter. First shot for Sarah Baker is up and good. She'll get the bonus. That's three for Sarah on the afternoon. Galesburg High boys will play immediately following the girls right here at Lance Arena. They'll take on the Edwardsville Tigers. Mike Perry, Jim Lee will have that action for you coming up. Second shot, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. 10-footer right baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Jasmine White for Urbana. She'll give way to Kirby. Kirby brings it across for the Tigers. 1:14 to play in a half. Walthour has it out between the circles, looking for help. Goes to the right wing to Doza. The right baseline, this is Sanders with it. Sanders looking over the defense, gives to the free throw line to Kirby. Kirby drives into the paint, gives to Walthour, lost the handle on it, got it back, put it up off the glass, can't hit. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound for the Streaks. Outlet to Bailey Boyer with 54 seconds to play in the half. Bailey drives down right side, kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez, three from the right wing, short. Rebound comes out long, and it's run down by Doza for Urbana. She'll run it all the way down herself, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. Lyndon Doza is her name. Okay. Got that. Got her first name that time. 55-22 Streaks lead. 33 seconds to play. Left baseline. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down on the weak side. Sadie Hamilton kicks it out to Mickey out high on the left side. Now left wing. It's Sarah Baker on the dribble. Gives to Mickey. Top of the key. Looks over the defense. Gives to Katarina Mangieri. Left baseline. She'll fire a three. Off the rim. No. Rebound tipped up by Sadie Hamilton. Can't bring it down. And it's going to go off the hands of Bailey Boyer last with 13.9 seconds to play in the quarter. And the Streaks leading 55-22. Checking in for the Streaks, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. 13 seconds to play. Sanders to bring it up. Met at midcourt by Ty Peachy. Sanders across the timeline. Gets to Walthour, top of the key with 6. Dribbles right with 5. Right wing knocked away. Getting it back is Kirby. Fires a three-pointer from the right wing with a second to play. Rebound down to Shelby Pacheco. And it's a good half of basketball for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one half of play, it's Galesburg 55. Urbana 22. We'll take a timeout and come back with our halftime show. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Live coverage of GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT, in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. Tom Aradith along with you. Brian Prescott, our studio engineer this afternoon. Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team with an outstanding first half as they just pummeled the Urbana Tigers. Galesburg leading 55-22. Glad to have you along this afternoon here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14 for Silver Streaks basketball. And we've got more basketball doubleheader coming your way. Galesburg High boys will play right here on this same floor immediately following the girls game. Boys will take on the Edwardsville Tigers. Should be a tough one. Edwardsville, a very, very good basketball team, probably the top team coming into this this tournament. So Mike and Jim will have that action for you, and more on that coming up immediately following this one. But it's been all Galesburg in the first half. Streaks with 11 three-pointers in that first half. And, boy, just an outstanding start for the Streaks. And Urbana came out a little bit shell-shocked. That full-court pressure really had an effect, the Streaks causing multiple turnovers, and just really took Urbana out of it early. And like I said, reminiscent of some games several years ago in, when the Streaks were in that run heading to the state tournament, and some of those State Farm Holiday Classic early matchup games where the Streaks were a game that took place, I think, at Normal U High when the Streaks were up huge, and I think they didn't score their first basket, I think, till in the first half. But it was reminiscent of that kind of performance. So the Streaks looking very good. And as Eric and I have talked about over the last several games, the Streaks, they're just getting better each and every timeout, which is a good thing. We'll take a break here on the halftime. To our halftime statistics and more, you're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare. Clear but bitterly cold tonight, 4 above the overnight low with wind chill readings down to 10 below zero. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 20. Tomorrow night, cloudy, near steady temperature around 18. Snow likely Wednesday, some light accumulation during the day, high 28. Maybe more snow Wednesday night. Right now it's 22 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. The other scores from earlier today here at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. On the girls' side, Tutopolis defeated Paris 54-29. Also, it was Effingham over Decatur Eisenhower 64-40. On the boys' side, Tutopolis a 52-19 winner over Rantoul. Effingham defeated Mattoon 64-33 was the final in that one. Here at halftime, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Urbana Tigers 55-22. Yeah, there's a possibility of some continuous clock if the Streaks do get up by 40 points. We'll see what happens, see how that transpires. Time to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Scoring-wise, the Galesburg Silver Streaks led by Mickey Rodriguez with 13 points, including 4 three-pointers and a free throw. In fact, she had a 4-point play. 11 points for Jessica Howard, 3 threes and a 2. 3 points for Sarah Baker on a 2, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Shelby Pacheco on a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 for Maddie Boyer on a 3-pointer. 5 for Ty Peachy on a 3-pointer and a 2. 2 points for Sadie Hamilton. 5 points for Jamie Johnson on a 3 and a couple of free throws. Jennifer Markley with 5 points on a couple of baskets and a free throw. Megan Young with 3 points on a 3-pointer. The Streak 6 for 8 from the free throw line, and 11 threes they've hit in the ball game. Urbana, just not a lot of points to go around. 6 for Tiffany Walthour. She sat out a good chunk of the first quarter with 2 fouls, 2 for Jasmine White, 4 points for Gabby Parsons, 3 for Whitley Pearson, 1 point for Nicole Sanders, 2 points for Jamaica Butler. Lyndon Doza with 4 points. Urbana got to the free throw line quite a bit, but just 2 for 8 from the foul line for the Urbana Tigers. 55-22 is our halftime score as the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Urbana Tigers. Streaks come in with an 8-6 record. Coach Evan Massey picked up win number 700 a week ago tonight. It was an exciting night at Canton last week. Streaks played a very good basketball game and getting, as we said, getting better each and every time out, and that includes this afternoon. Well, that's going to wrap up our halftime show brought to you by The law firm of Alcorn Carlin, even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Thanks once again to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, and Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They've got 15 2010 Nissan Altimas in stock ready for delivery, and we're driving a 2010 Nissan Altima this afternoon and throughout the week here. Beautiful, beautiful car. It's white. It's got leather, power seats, and you know what? I like a lot of leg room. This is the first car I've ever been in which, if I put the seat all the way back, I can't reach the gas pedal, so I don't have it quite all the way back, but nice amount of leg room. 30 miles per gallon on the highway, a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. Right now, through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. So great deals. Nissan Altima, check it out, along with all the other vehicles at Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Streets with a basketball to start the second half. They bring out Ty Peachy, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco, and Maddie Boyer. Ty Peachy will inbound from just in front of us here at midcourt at Lance Arena. Tom Meredith, glad to have you along with us. Right wing, Jessica Howard. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Walthour for Urbana. Just underway in the second half. Streaks lead 55-22. They led 30-10 at the end of the first half. On the block's right side, it gets inside to Pearson. She puts it up off the glass and got it. If the foul goes against Shelby Pacheco, that'll be her fourth. Let's see who gets the call. Nope, foul went against Sarah Baker. That is her first team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. So Whitley Pearson goes to the free throw line. She had 3 points in the first half for Urbana, and a chance at a three-point play here. Shot is up, off the back iron, no good. Shelby Pacheco with a rebound, outlet to Ty Peachy. Ty runs it across midcourt, left side, on the dribble, top of the key. Drives down the right side, gets it up off the glass, can't hit, and a foul is going to go against Tiffany Walthour. Nice job by Ty Peachy, taking it right to the basket, and Walthour picks up her third foul. So Ty Peachy goes to the free throw line with two shots. First team foul on Urbana here in the second half. 55-24 Streaks lead, 7:36 to play third quarter. Ty Peachy eyes the first. It is up and good. And Urbana coach Amy Smith is going to get Walthour out right away. She picked up her third. Pretty talented player. She's Walthour listed at 5'10", just a sophomore, but got in foul trouble early in the first half for Urbana, and now once again in the second half. Second shot for Ty Peachy up. This one is good as well. Ty has seven on the game. Make it 57-24 Streaks. Streaks will pick up in midcourt on the dribble. This is Kirby. Left side pass knocked away by Jessica Howard. It goes out of bounds. And Urbana will inbound from just in front of their own bench. 7.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 57-24. Inbound comes to Kirby. Left to the center circle on the dribble against Ty Peachy. Takes to the free throw line. Kicks out left side to Morrison. She'll fire a 17-footer. No good. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker. She'll take it herself. Sarah across midcourt. Gets to Shelby Pacheco running down the paint. Right side. One-hander up and no good. And the rebound's going to go off a couple of Urbana players. And, yeah, I was going to say, the official pointed this way as if it was going to Urbana. But it is Streaks basketball. They'll have it under their own basket. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Mickey Rodriguez, Bailey Boyer, Sadie Hamilton, Sarah Nelson, and Katarina Mangieri. Cat will inbound from the left baseline. Looks over the defense, gets it in on the right block to Sarah Nelson, up off the glass and got it. So Sarah Nelson gets her first basket. Nice look from Katarina Mangieri. Streaks lead 59-24. This is Kirby with it across midcourt right side, stopped by Bailey Boyer. Now goes to Pearson on the block right side, gets it up off the glass and good. Once Pearson gets it in the low block, not a lot you can do with her because she is a good-sized young woman. And now a carry is going to be called against Bailey Boyer. She did a crossover going into the paint, but as she got into her right hand, kind of turned it over. So the Streaks turn it over with 6:53 to play in the third quarter, leading 59-26. Galesburg will pick up at midcourt once again. This is Kirby on the dribble, kicks out to the right wing. Morrison, a flat-footed shot from 19 feet is no good. Rebound goes to the floor. Finally, Pearson picks it up, partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. And now the ball is going to go off Pearson last, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Checking back in for Galesburg, Jamie Johnson, Jessica Lieber, Jennifer Markley, Megan Young, and Jessica Howard. 6:38 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 59-26. Jessica Lieber will trigger the offense for the Streaks. Goes left wing to Jennifer Markley. Now top of the key, it's Jamie Johnson. Back to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Looks over, gives to Jessica Howard left wing. Brings it back to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Drives to the free throw line, kicks to Jess Howard. Fires a three and got it. Fourth of the game for Jessica Howard. She's got 14, make it 62-26, our first palindrome score of the ball game. 6:14 to play, third quarter. Sanders with it, top of the key, gives out high to Pearson, drives in, nice move, can't get the shot up and in, rebound goes to the floor. We're going to have a tie-up as Megan Young, Jennifer Markley, or rather Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, and it was White for Urbana, fought for that one. Possession arrow points toward Urbana. It'll be Jasmine White to inbound. Checking in for Urbana is Nicole Paul as she replaces Morrison. Inbound comes to Parson on the left baseline, drives in, 10-footer is an air ball, shoots it way across. Pearson comes down with a long rebound out on the right wing, travel with it, no call, goes to Parsons, now kicks it out to Sanders on the right wing. Sanders working against Jessica Howard, now gives to Parson on the right wing. Parson drives, stops, pops a 17-footer, no good. Rebound comes out long on the left side, and a tie-up. Jessica Lieber going after it along with Kirby, and this time the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, Maddie Boyer, and Shelby Pacheco. 5:44 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 62-26. Now a little token full court pressure from, oh, wow. Full court pressure from Urbana. Ty Peachy got pushed, but she got caught with the second push. Always happens that way, and Ty got called for the foul. The official didn't see the first push, so the ball goes back to Urbana. It'll be Parsons to inbound on the left baseline, and it comes on the right wing to Kirby. Kirby kicks top of the key, Sanders. Now to Parsons, left wing, fires an 18-footer, short. Rebound comes off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. Sanders gets it, fires a 10-footer from straight on and banks it in. And make it 62-28 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Maddie Boyer has it on the right wing. Gives to Ty Peachy. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes down to White for Urbana, gives way to Parsons across midcourt. Parsons on the dribble and tipped away by Ty Peachy. Now Sarah Baker has it. She'll run it down all by herself. Three black jerseys down there for the Streaks and nobody for Urbana. Sarah lays it up and in. She's got five. Make it 64-28 Streaks. 5:06 to play here in quarter number three. Sanders will walk it across for Urbana in the center circle. Out high left side goes to Kirby working against Maddie Boyer. Kirby puts it on the floor, gets a pick from White, pick and roll. White lost a handle on it. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 4:53 to play third quarter. Streaks leading 64-28. Back into the Galesburg lineup. Line change. It'll be Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, Sarah Noah, Bailey Boyer, and Megan Young. Now Urbana with some full court pressure once again. And it comes to Mickey Rodriguez. Mickey on the dribble, gives to Bailey Boyer. She'll run it across midcourt right side. Knocked away from behind, though. Now Bailey goes to the floor, knocks it away from Kirby. And the ball is going to go back to the Streaks. Or no, it's going to go to Urbana. They're going to say it went off of Bailey Boyer last. So Urbana will bring it the length of the court. 4:46 to play in the third quarter. Streaks leading 64-28. Back into the Urbana lineup is Caridia Shelby, 5'9 freshman, as she replaces Jasmine White. Streaks will pick up at midcourt once again, leading 64-28. The Galesburg High boys will play immediately following the girls here. The boys will take on the Edwardsville Tigers. The girls taking on the Urbana Tigers as we speak. In fact, both teams wear the same color. Push-off, it was Shelby getting away with a push-off, knocked Sarah Nelson to the ground, but the Streaks come up with a steal anyway. Nice look from Sadie Hamilton to Bailey Boyer running down the right side of the lane. Bailey lays it up and in. Nice look from Sadie Hamilton with the assist. Make it 66-28 Streaks, 4:19 to play in the quarter. So we're a basket away from a continuous clock here. Sanders with it out high left side for Urbana. Gets a pick from Shelby. Now the ball knocked away, goes to the floor. Another tie-up is going to be called. Possession arrow points toward Urbana. Nice hustle. Sarah Nelson and Mickey Rodriguez going after it. Sarah Nelson playing with that face mask. Took a shot to the nose. I think it was against Maine South a few weeks ago. Back in for Galesburg, Jennifer Markley, Jamie Johnson, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, and Jessica Howard. 4:06 to play here in the in the third quarter, 66-28 lead. This is Parsons, 18-footer right baseline, no good. Rebound comes down to Butler for Urbana. Can't hit the shot. Jamie Johnson with a rebound. Now Jessica Lieber, nice look underneath. Jennifer Markley got knocked away. Somebody got a hand in there on it before Jennifer could get to it. Sanders comes up with it for Urbana. 3:50 to play third quarter. This is Doza with it. Gives to Shelby in the paint. 10-footer up, no good. Rebound goes to the floor. Jessica Lieber fights for it, pulls it away, but the tie-up's going to be called. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks this time. 3:40 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 66-28. They'll bring it the length of the court. And token full court pressure from Urbana. Jessica Lieber will bring it across, working against Sanders. Gives to Jamie Johnson now out high. Now Jennifer Markley between the circles. Right wing is Jessica Lieber. Give and go. Jamie Johnson lays it up. Can't hit, but gets fouled from behind by Parsons. Nice look from Jessica Lieber to Jamie Johnson breaking down the right side of the lane. Jamie goes to the free throw line with two shots with 3.5 minutes to play. Foul went against Parsons. That is the third foul on Gabby Parsons as Jamie Johnson goes to the free throw line for the Streaks. First shot is away and good. Jamie 3 for 3 from the line. She's got 6 points. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. Streaks lead 67-28. Back in for Galesburg. Shelby Pacheco, Megan Young, Maddie Boyer, Ty Peachy, and Sarah Nelson waits to replace Jamie Johnson. This will give us a 40-point lead if Jamie hits this one, and she does. That's 6 for Jamie, and the Streaks lead 68-28, 3.5 minutes to play, quarter number 3. So we should be going continuous clock now, is that right? Or is it after the next one? Oh, maybe not to the fourth quarter? Okay, so not to the fourth quarter, I guess that'll happen. 3.5 play here in the third. This is Sanders. They had it knocked away. Yep, a travel called as Ty Peachy was able to knock it. She actually knocked it right back into the hand of Sanders, and Peachy knocked it back to her, and Sanders took an extra step with it. Streaks get it back on the turnover. 3:24 to play in the third quarter. Streaks lead 68-28. Ty Peachy on the dribble gives to Shelby Pacheco, right wing, out high right side. Sarah Nelson now to Ty Peachy at the top of the key. Ty looks over the defense, puts it on the floor, dribbles, now gives to Megan Young, left wing. She'll fire the three, in and out, no good. Rebound to Sarah Nelson on the weak side, up off the glass, got it. Nice job by Sarah Nelson on the offensive glass. She's got 4 in the quarter, make it 70-28 Streaks. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Another travel by Sanders. Nice job by the Streaks defense in the half court. Still applying some good pressure. And another Urbana turnover with, it's 3:02 to play here in the quarter. Streaks lead 70-28. Sarah Nelson to inbound in front of the scorer's table on the far side of the floor. Checking in for Urbana will be Kaylee Kirby, 5'4 junior. And she is going to replace Nicole Sanders. Urbana drops back into a 2-3 zone. 70-28 Streaks lead. Ty Peachy with it. Cross midcourt right side. Right wing, Shelby Pacheco gives to Sarah Nelson. Now it's Ty Peachy between the circles. Ty dribbles right, gives to Maddie Boyer on the right wing. Thought about the three. Now stops and pops it. And it's off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes out long to Kirby for Urbana. She'll run it down. Knocked away from behind. Kirby gets it back. Runs all the way down the right side. Laid it up and got it. First basket for Kirby. Make it 70-30 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Ty Peachy gives to Megan Young on the left wing. Fires on top of the three-point arc. It's just a two. She didn't get behind it that time. But Megan Young nailed the shot. That's her second basket. She's got 5. They get 72-30. Now a steal by Maddie Boyer. Gives to Ty Peachy. 3-on-2 break. Ty gives to Shelby Pacheco on the block's right side. Up off the glass. Short. And the rebound comes down to Doza for Urbana. Doza across midcourt left side as the pace is picking up in this one. Doza stops. Top of the key. Still has a dribble going. Gives out high left side to Morrison. Now left baseline. In the paint, it goes to Walthour. Put up a 5-footer. Got it up and in. Walthour's got 8, make it 72-32. Back the other way, Maddie Boyer on the right wing. Stops, thought about the 3, gets to Ty Peachy on the right baseline, kicks out to Sarah Nelson. She'll fire a 3, high on the right side. Air ball, rebound, goes out of bounds. Urbana will bring it the length of the court. 5 new Streaks come in. Bailey Boyer, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Sadie Hamilton, and Jennifer Markley. 1:54 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 72-32 lead. Sanders back in for Urbana. She'll bring it the length of the court. Met by Bailey Boyer at midcourt. Sanders on the dribble. Goes out high right side. Now passed over away by Katarina Mangieri. She'll run it down left side. Cat runs in. Lays it up. No good, but she's fouled by Doza. That'll be her first foul. Katarina Mangieri will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. 1:43 to play in the third. That is the third team foul now on Urbana here in the third quarter. Streaks with a couple here in the second half. 1:43 to play. Streaks lead 72-32. Katarina Mangieri at the free throw line for the Streaks. First shot is up and good. First point of the ball game for Katarina Mangieri. Now, I think everybody but Jessica Lieber that's played for the Streaks has scored. I'm sure she'll get one here in the late going of the ball game. 73-32 Streaks lead. Second shot for Katarina Mangieri off the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Pearson, who's back in for Urbana. Gives way to Sanders. She'll run it down. Top of the key. Pass stolen away by Jennifer Markley. Gives to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt right side. Stops. Gives to Mickey Rodriguez. Top of the key. Now it's Jennifer Markley out high left side. Drives into the paint. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Fires a 3 out high right side. Got it. Another one for Mickey Rodriguez. She's got 16 for the game. And that'll be 5 threes in the game for Mickey Rodriguez. 76-32 Streaks lead. 1:13 to play in the quarter. This is Doza. Wizard on the dribble. Stops the free throw line. Pass underneath. Knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Of Pearson able to run it down. Puts it up off the glass and got it. Vegas 76-34. Quickly back the other way. Mickey Rodriguez right wing. Fires another three. It's short. Had to hurry that one. And might have been some contact from Sanders there. But no call on that one. Under a minute to play third quarter. Sanders out high left side to Morrison. On the blocks. This is Walthour. Spins into the paint. Ball knocked away. And Sadie Hamilton comes up with it for the streaks. Nice job by Sadie. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey across midcourt right side. Now gives left baseline. Katerina Mangieri now kicks out to Jennifer Markley on the left wing. Jennifer gets bumped. No call. Gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey dribbles to the free throw line. Gives to Katerina Mangieri. She'll fire the three left wing. It's long. And the ball goes out of bounds. And Urbana will bring it the length of the court with 27.8 to play. Into the streak lineup, Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, Jessica Howard, Jamie Johnson, and Sarah Nelson. Streaks lead 76-34. Parsons will walk it up for Urbana. She's met by Jessica Lieber at midcourt. Gives out high left side to Morrison, working against Jessica Howard with 16 to play. Gets a pick from Walthour. Now Walthour has it left side, spins into the paint, kicks out to Morrison. Morrison dribbles left, goes toward the baseline, now brings it back out to the left wing with 6 seconds to play. In the paint it goes to Pearson, stops, the runner is up and good for Pearson. She's got 8 in the quarter, and Streaks don't get a shot off in the quarter, but it's all Galesburg Silver Streaks. After 3, it's Galesburg 76, Urbana 36. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
You can win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Back at Lance Arena, Eastern Illinois University, Tom Meredith, glad to have you along this afternoon. Heading into the fourth quarter, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Urbana Tigers 76-36, and we will have continuous clock unless Urbana scores on this possession as the Streaks are up by 40. So continuous clock in the fourth quarter if you're up by 40. So hopefully Streaks will hold them scoreless on this possession, and we'll see what happens. Ball was knocked out of bounds, Parsons to inbound, and it comes to Kirby. Kirby in the paint to Pearson, kicks out to Walthour. She'll hand off to Sanders, nearly travel with it, now gives to Parsons at the free throw line. 18-footer is away, no good. Rebound comes out long. Sanders runs it down, and ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it went off Jessica Lieber last, and Urbana will have it on the left baseline. So continuous clock thus far. 76-36 Streaks lead. Galesburg High boys will be in action taking on the Edwardsville Tigers following this game. Mike Perry and Jim Lee will be along with you. Inbound comes to Kirby, working against Jessica Lieber. Jessica knocks it away. Kirby gets it back, dribbles baseline, stops, loss of handle. Walthour comes up with it into the paint, straight on, off the glass, got it up and in. Walthour with 10 for the ball game. 76-38 Streaks. Jessica Lieber gets knocked to the floor. Sanders with the steal. She'll run it down the other way, lay it up off the glass, and got it. So a couple of quick baskets here for Urbana. And make it 76-40 Streaks. Full court pressure. Sarah Nelson gets to Jessica Lieber. Two-on-two break. Left wing goes to Katerina Mangieri. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim. No. Rebound comes down to Walthour for Urbana. Tie up on the rebound. And the possession arrow points to the Streaks. It was Jessica Lieber that got in there and got her hands on it. Tied up Walthour, so the Streaks will have it on their own right baseline. It'll be Katerina Mangieri to inbound. 6:30 to play. And actually, I guess the clock is still running anyway. So I guess once it's hit 40, I guess it doesn't matter. Inbound comes to Sarah Nelson on the block left side, knocked away, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Cat will do the honors once again. 76-40 Streaks lead. Katerina Mangieri to inbound. looking, finally gets it out high right side to Sarah Nelson. Off Sarah's hands, going to go into the backcourt, so the Streaks are going to turn it. Oh, no, they don't. They wasn't a turnover. Okay. And now a tie-up this time between Sarah Nelson, and it would look like it was Kirby for Urbana. Possession arrow points toward the Urbana Tigers with 5:53 to play in the ball game. Streaks leading 76-40. Sanders to inbound on the far side in front of the scorer's table. And it comes to Pearson, knocked away from behind by Nelson. Pearson gets it back, and now a double dribble called on Pearson. Nice job by Sarah Nelson on the defense that time on Whitley Pearson. Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court from just in front of the Urbana bench on the far side of the floor with 5:30 to play in the ballgame. Galesburg leading 76-40. Sarah Nelson inbound, and it comes to Katarina Mangieri. Three-quarter court pressure from Urbana. Now Jessica Lieber with it between the circles on the dribble. Top of the key now. Jessica dribbles right. Now spins into the paint, gets tripped up, no call. Tried to get it to Jennifer Markley on the baseline. Pearson knocked it away and gives way to Parsons. Parsons runs it down the right side for Urbana, stops on the right baseline. Ball knocked away and stolen by Megan Young. Megan gives way to Jessica Lieber. Long down court pass, Jennifer Markley knocked away, and Sanders comes up with it for Urbana. Now this is Kirby with it. She'll bring it across midcourt in the center circle with 4:54 to play. Kirby on the dribble between the circles. Now picks up her dribble. And just threw it away, went to the, just threw it right to her coach, Amy Smith, on the far sideline. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. And Coach Smith still coaching, but with a rather disgusted look on her face. And she's going to send Caridia Shelby back into the ball game, a 5'9 freshman. She's going to replace Tiffany Walthour. So the Tigers will pick up with pressure. Sarah Nelson inbound from in front of the scores table, and it comes to Jessica Lieber. She gets bumped along the sideline, and the foul's going to go against Caridia Shelby. That'll be her first, and the fourth team foul now on Urbana here in the second half. Inbound comes to Megan Young. Now it's Jessica Lieber. Nice look underneath. Jennifer Markley on the left block, up off the glass, and got it. Jennifer Markley with seven on the afternoon. Make it 78-40 Streaks. Out high left side, this is Parsons for Urbana. Puts it on the floor. Tries to give and go to Shelby, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. She got it behind Shelby, and that ball went out. Streaks get it back with 3:44 to play. And a timeout called by Amy Smith. We're going to call just a 30-second timeout. 3:39 to play. Clock will stop for the timeout. 30-second timeout. Streaks leads 78-40 thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. Just off the square in downtown Galesburg, they provide our transportation to all road games, including today. We're driving, in fact, all week while we're down here in Charleston, driving a 2010 Nissan Altima. Beautiful car. It's white, got the power moonroof, leather seats. They're heated, which is really nice to get in on heated seats on a day like today. Got a nice CD player, and boy, lots and lots of leg room on this. This vehicle gets 30 miles per gallon. Just a really nice, smooth ride on the ride down here on the interstate. Great deal right now. If you're looking to get yourself maybe a late Christmas present or a New Year's present, through January 4th, you can take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. Pretty good deal. 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. Check out the Nissan Altimas. They've got 15 in stock at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Streaks with the basketball. Jessica Lieber, top of the key, goes to the left wing. Now between the circles. On the dribble, crosses over, gets it snatched away by Kirby. She'll run it all the way down the right side, got it up off the glass, short. Rebound comes down to Sarah Nelson. Now she had it knocked away, gets a tip to Jessica Lieber. Now Jessica gets fouled as she tried to make the pass. Parsons will pick up the foul. That'll be her fourth. And the 15th foul now on Urbana with 3:09 to play in the ball game. Sarah Nelson will inbound from just in front of the scorer's table. Streaks will bring it from three-quarter court. Sanders back into the Urbana lineup, as is Marsha Morrison, 5'6 senior. Streaks with Megan Young, Jessica Lieber, Jennifer Markley, Katarina Mangieri, Sarah Nelson on the floor. Sarah to inbound. And it comes in the backcourt to Katarina Mangieri. Cat on the dribble. Gets it to Sarah Nelson. She'll bring it across midcourt right side. Now Jessica Lieber with it out near the center circle, 2:38 to play. Jess on the dribble gets to Megan Young between the circles out high left side. Katarina Mangieri now to Megan Young on the right wing. Wide open three is up and off the back iron. No good. Katarina Mangieri with a rebound. Gives to Megan Young. Now Jessica Lieber out high right side. Drives right. Stops and she'll fire the three. In and out. No good. Boy, that went down in, popped back out. Katerina Mangieri with the rebound. Now Sarah Nelson gives to Jessica Lieber. She's got it. She'll take it to the top of the key. Now brings it to the right side. Stops and gives to Sarah Nelson between the circles. Now Katerina Mangieri gives to Megan Young. Left wing. Three is up and good. Another three for Megan. First second of the game. She's got eight. Make it 81-40 streaks. 2:03 to play in the ball game. At high right side. The pass nearly knocked away by Katerina Mangieri. Nice backdoor pass to Sanders. Lays it up off the glass right side. The look from Shelby. Sanders gets it up and in, and make it 81-42 streaks. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, left side on the dribble. Now at high left side, still with her dribble on the left wing, working against Sanders, picks up and gives to Katerina Mangieri. On high right side, this is Megan Young. She'll fire another three. That one's off the mark. Sanders down with a rebound for Urbana. 1:33 to play. Nicole Sanders brings it across for Urbana. Right wing goes to Doza. Doza gets it on the blocks to Shelby, turns, faces up, and travel with it, no call. Now turns to the paint, puts a shot up, and a foul is going to be called. He's going to go against Megan Young, I think. See who they, let's see. No, they called it on Jennifer Markley. That's her first. And going to the free throw line will be Caridia Shelby with two shots. So Shelby at the free throw line with two shots as the clock continues to run. Now a minute to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 81-42. First shot is up and off the back iron, no good, and not a real good-looking shot there for the freshman Shelby, listed at 5'9", might even be a little bit taller than that. 49 seconds to play in the ball game. 81-42, so the clock continues to run. Second shot is away, and this one bounces off, no good. Jennifer Markley down with a rebound for the Streaks. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. She'll run it across left side. Now a left wing, it goes to Katerina Mangieri. Three is no good. Rebound comes down to Morrison for Urbana with 26 seconds to play. Morrison runs it down the right side of the lane, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. First basket for Marsha Morrison with 19 seconds to play. Now Jessica Lieber across midcourt, stops top of the key, gives to Megan Young on the right wing, dribbles to the baseline, kicks out to Sarah Nelson on the wing. Sarah hands off to Megan Young. She'll fire a three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Jennifer Markley gives to Jessica Lieber. Steps back behind the three-point arc, fires one away, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Sarah Nelson on the weak side. Leans in, can't hit it. And at the buzzer, that is it. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a win in the opening round of the Charleston Holiday Tournament here at Eastern Illinois University. Your final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 81, the Urbana Tigers 44. So the Streaks move on, and they'll play again tomorrow morning. Coming up next, as we're going to wrap up our portion of the broadcast, Galesburg High boys are going to be in action. The Galesburg Silver Streaks will take on the Edwardsville Tigers coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll run down our final stats real quickly here. It was 14 points for Jessica Howard, 5 for Sarah Baker, Shelby Pacheco with 5 points, 3 for Maddie Boyer, Ty Peachy with 7, 16 for Mickey Rodriguez, 2 for Sadie Hamilton, 7 for Jamie Johnson, 2 for Bailey Boyer, 1 for Katerina Mangieri, 8 for Megan Young, Jennifer Markley with 7, 4 points for Sarah Nelson. That's going to wrap it up. We'll come back with Galesburg High boys basketball next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.